Watch, Kamala Harris gives word salad praise of community to LA fire victims. By Paul Bois on January 21, 2025. Former Vice President Kamala Harris visited the Eaton fire devastation in Altadena, California. After leaving office this week, where she delivered a word salad about community while talking to victims and firefighters. While Kamala Harris did thank the California firefighters for their bravery as well as the volunteers with World Central Kitchen, she delivered a bit of a word salad when talking about community. These are strangers, who, in the face of that stranger, they see a neighbor. These are folks who understand the strength and value of community, which is everyone coming together with a shared sense of purpose and identity as a community of people, she said. I wanted to come by, most importantly, to thank them. Those who have volunteered and have brought people together and have sacrificed so much. And our firefighters, and I mentioned to these firefighters, the fact that California firefighters, time and time again, prove themselves to be the best. During her visit, Kamala Harris also served food with World Central Kitchen. She reportedly did not navigate the Eaton fire devastation for fear of impeding recovery efforts and did not give any specifics as to how this kind of a disaster could be prevented in the future, despite her name being floated as a potential gubernatorial candidate after Gavin Newsom leaves in 2026. Per Mercury News. Most failed presidential candidates never seek any office again. But when they do, they often give the presidency one more try. Hello Trump too. It would be rare for Harris to run for an office other than president, political analyst and USC professor Dan Schnur said. But being governor of her home state could potentially be very alluring for her. Harris is only 60, a relative political youngster, with a house in Brentwood she shares with her husband, Doug Imhoff, that escaped the Los Angeles fires. She's got a nationwide fundraising juggernaut waiting in the wings and the presumed goodwill. Tempered by stinging disappointment of Democrats in California and across the country who had hoped she would be the one placing her hand on the Bible during the presidential inauguration Monday. President Donald Trump has been scheduled to visit California, though it has not been confirmed if he will visit the Eaton fire devastation, the Palisades fire devastation, or both. Our country can no longer deliver basic services in times of emergency, as recently shown by the wonderful people of North Carolina who have been treated so badly and other states who are still suffering from a hurricane that took place many months ago. Or more recently, Los Angeles, where we are watching fires still tragically burned from weeks ago without even a token of defense, Trump said in his inauguration speech. They're raging through the houses and communities, even affecting some of the wealthiest and most powerful individuals in our country, some of whom are sitting here right now. They don't have a home any longer. That's interesting. We can't let this happen, he added.